Please be seated. I'm not even going to pretend that I have a sermon prepared for this morning, because this isn't a day for sermonizing. Instead, it's a day for Thanksgiving and for celebrating. Today is the 61st annual meeting of Holy Nativity Episcopal Church, and we did the business part of that between services. And if you're visiting with us today and some of this doesn't make sense or seems more like a family conversation, I apologize. But if nothing else, you will come to know what an incredible, healthy, and dynamic parish this is. But instead, I got to talk about Wednesday night. I am blown away, overwhelmed, humbled, grateful, and in a weird way feeling pretty inadequate from the incredible celebration of our 10th anniversary together. I can't begin to thank you or to thank all who made it happen. I really can't, because truly, with the exception of a couple of things that were shared with me, the whole thing was a surprise. Thank you for the incredible service. We got to have the saxophone guy every week. For the service, for your gifts, your notes, cards, the wonderful party afterwards. Everything was beyond my imagination, and thank you does seem so inadequate. But I also truly believe that gratitude is an expression of God's presence among us, a presence that I think is so vividly on display in this parish. And here's something else I believe with all my heart. I believe that thanksgiving and gratitude are expressions of how much we depend on God and each other. It is a recognition of how much we have received from God, but also from the people around us. And I hope you heard what the bishop had to say in his remarks. Thanksgiving comes from trust and friendship that is so prevalent in our lives together. And I think that says a lot about all of us. Saying thank you, I think, recognizes that we are in a relationship with each other, that we are tethered to other people who travel with us along the way. I think it's also an acknowledgement that we cannot do it alone. And what we accomplish comes through a commitment we have to each other, but most importantly to God. 10 years is a long time. Thank you for celebrating it. But what has happened in the past 10 years is not because of me, and I'm truly not trying to be humble about this. I really believe it. What has happened in the past 10 years is because of a true and sacred commitment by everyone here to the kingdom of God in this place that we call home. And the belief that just maybe the world and God's kingdom needs a place like this. Been a long time. We've come a long way. Look at the facilities. They are beautiful and they are second to none. It feels like a church. And I celebrate and give thanks for all who made that happen. I look at the ministries that are happening now in this place, both public and so many behind the scenes. And I celebrate and I give thanks. I thank God that we are living out the challenge of Jesus Christ, that what we do unto one of the least of these, we do for him. I celebrate and give thanks for our youth and children's programs, our music ministry, the joy that we have in worship. I know I've told you this, but a visitor not long ago who was a lifelong Episcopalian in her 80s told me after church that in all her life she had never experienced such an atmosphere in the Episcopal Church. I thanked her, but I told her I was pretty sure it was the Holy Spirit. And you know it. You do know it. The presence of God in this place is palpable. All because when Jesus has knocked on the doors of our lives, we have opened the door with joy and let him in. Folks, what we do here matters. What happens here for so many people makes all the difference in the world. The kingdom of God is here among us. And may we never settle for just being a church. And I am so grateful to be a part. Now, it's not lost on me that today's gospel lesson has to do with a big party, a whole lot of wine, and most importantly, a miracle. Because the big party and the whole lot of wine reminds me a whole lot of Wednesday night. But the miracle? Well, just look around you. The miracle is that in all the paths we take in life, and all the people who share our journey, that God has for some unknown reason chosen to bring us all together for the past 10 years. Blessed people of God, as different as we can be, but who together have allowed God to use us to make a difference in this world. May that celebration never end. God love you. Thank you. Amen.